We are in that phase of the Taney County Commission meeting, which is a preliminary study meeting, wherein we examine documents and items for today's agenda. We also take between the hour of 8:30 and 9 in the morning any public comments. So for the next few minutes, we're going to be making those decisions and studying those issues.
That's annual. That's an annual fee. Honestly, I don't think that's right. I think it's an annual number. That's the context in which I remember him saying that number was, I didn't think it was a 4 month or a 3 month fee, but it was a annual fee.
Okay, and I think that it would be wise to incorporate here that even though it says revisited the first of the year, a couple of comments about the reasoning that we approved was due to the increase in the inmates.
Right.
And that we had done temporary full-time for the balance.
Do we want to hold this off and rewrite this one?
I don't think that would take very long. I can do that here in a minute if you want. Or you can.
I'll suggest
something.
We just need a little more explanation of why we're doing this. I think you're right.
I think that's important to the other
options. Let's not press for it. Let's hold this one back, and we'll do that. We'll approve these, and then we can come back to that. And if you get to it, great.
Donna, question for you. I also have a copy of what was sent to us from 911, and this is a copy of their meeting minutes
right
for that meeting. But we were there. I don't think we have to incorporate that into the county commission minutes. Do you feel differently? We were posted that we would be at the meeting, along with City of Branson, Hollister posted, other agencies posted as well.
No. We didn't. Did we act like a commission?
Well, we attended.
We attended, but we didn't call the meeting to order or anything like that. It was hosted by Dave Woolery. He was. Well, I mean, we posted it just because
we were going to be there.
Two of us were together, but we didn't. I mean, I don't.
This was the first one.
Oh, was it? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. That's the one.
The first one you weren't there. The second one you were there.
I know. That's the one I was at.
No, it says September 29th.
That's not that one.
Well, you went over the same thing again then?
Yes.
Well,
pretty much.
Okay.
Because
it's a review so that you can hear.
We might have to start over again.
Well, do we do that for the other meetings that we all show up for, such as Sewer District or P&Z? Or I don't think you should. It's not a These were sent to us, were they not, Lynn?
Yes.
By, I think that they have properly recorded their minutes. Well, what do we got?
You want more coffee? I'm going to go get me some.
Well, if you do, that'd be great.
Thank you.
Jim?
I'm good. I'm filled up.
Lynn?
I'm good, thanks.
Ron, on this one, I think this was the decision of Randy, and that's the standard, rolling it back. They really didn't, they just kind of informed us they're rolling it back, so. Oh, so this, well, is not, we didn't order it.
Yeah, just whatever language was.
Yeah, that's happened. Not right.
No, I stepped out.
I think it would be basically Randy Hayes informed the commission that when
the traditional.
Right. Let me just change that a little bit here. That's what it was. We didn't order it. This one, hold that one, and hold that.
I can put some verbiage together pretty quickly.
If you want to.
If you want me to. But this, I'm wondering if this is an answer to the question that we raised. If so, I don't understand the ending.
That is the pay out of the contingency to this fund. Okay.
Well.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is, Ron. This is the money coming out of the contingency to pay for those payroll, for those reductions.
Thank you,
that is.
Okay.
This one says, we changed the word. Randy is informing the commission of the comment as tradition that when the time change occurred, that's important. Yeah. That's the biggest change there. So. Oh, no, I haven't yet. And this is salaries. This is the transfer of all the money is fixing that line item that we talked about last week.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Microphone's on.
Purchasing job.
Should we pull it and have him look at it? But he approved it though, right?
I don't know. What's it say?
You say this would be about $3,500?
No.
And this would be.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I've never looked at
this. This is what's interesting.
It's even number.
There's never even numbers on those. You might have one. And here, this is, there's no information on here that was, who it's.
Interesting.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. How do we fix that? How do we check that? Should we just pull it out?
Well, this would be.
I think we'll pull it out and send it to the purchaser.
I don't have any books to write here.
Person and ask them if they did anything with it.
I'm getting them right now.
See the historical society says Is this this offer, is it of time sensitive nature that it's going to change, or because obviously there was nothing was set aside for us to do this, but
we probably have a look at the whole that this was a society is supposed to do.
Are you going to be here for this meeting? Maybe we can chat, or all of us?
Yeah.
Just to give me a better understanding of...
Okay. Can you have Mr. Erickson?
And then we can set it for any time we want to hear it. If it's not critical, we do it today.
This probably we need also to discuss it. So...
I'm hoping that we go to an opportunity where we have work sessions an afternoon, mm-hmm. and we can sit down and just hammer out details of different things.
Talk to Bob Nichols.
Yeah, it's going to take more than 5 minutes, though, and that's what we're okay. Thank you.
Danny, let Mr. Erickson look at this before we vote on it, on that one.
He has a concern about the phone bill. They're all even numbers and wants to make sure that it was done in accordance with the purchasing. So you want us to come down and do this just to see if he's signed off on this one or if it was superseded.
Yeah. Thank you.
management.
Hey, Ron.
Yes.
Morning, John.
Hey.
You saw it because I saw her name. I know if everything still goes through you, doesn't it?
Yeah. It doesn't
have
the.
No, it does. He just. This is his. He just thought this was interesting that they all ended zero.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Look. Okay, you're good with it.
Yep.
All right. He was good with it. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have a picture of Mr. Allison?
Yes, thank you. Read this if this is all right with the time fence.
Okay. He did approve it. Everything goes through his machine. So he saw it and was good with it. But there's no stamp to let us know that he saw it, but the process it goes through it anyway.
I know.
But I didn't see a stamp, but yes, he approved it.
Okay. But I would like to see on the
word. We'll have to ask him a process because that is, I don't understand it. A little messed up here.
Yes, yes.
Are we ready, gentlemen?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to call to order the October 17, 2011 meeting of the Taney County Commission and call on Commissioner Straffas for the opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. And Father, we are very thankful for the country we live in and the freedoms that we have. And Father, we ask you to be with each military person and family as they go out and defend our rights and our freedoms. And Father, be with them and protect them. Give comfort to the families who are missing loved ones who are spread out abroad. And Father, we thank you also for your word, your Bible, Father, that tells us that if we ask for wisdom, you'll freely give it. And Father, as leaders in this county, Father, we ask for help for the federal, the state, the local government, that we ask for help, Father, and you will give it. We ask for peace in our country, in our county, our state. And Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, no, it's mine.
Oh, yes.
That's a whole box.
First order of business is previous county commission minutes.
Motion to approve October 6th and October 10th. With changes, I think, Ron, you had a change you wanted to read in there?
Well, aside from the changes that are already listed, there are a couple of things I want to note on the security staffing. And the first being that in the general discussion, it said the cost for four staff members would be $87,360. I believe that was for a full year and not for the last quarter. And I think it would be more clearly stated in here if we only put in what the amount per hour was.
Okay.
I also just pieced together this verbiage. If this sounds all right, I'll read it and see if the commissioners agree to it. Sheriff Russell informed the commission that since the 2011 budget had been approved, the number of inmates within the jail had more than doubled. The sheriff noted he needed four additional jail employees to handle the workload. The sheriff commented that the increase is due to an influx of prisoners from other counties being held in the Taney County Jail. The commission offered the following points. An intergovernmental agreement must be in place between counties spelling out cost per day, medical liability, and all other germane issues. Number two, the employees would be considered full-time temporary through the end of 2011 and that the employees would have to be pre-approved before working in 2012. That, coupled with the language that he noted that the cost for four staff members would be at the rate of $10.50 per hour, I think should...
Sure. That sounds fine with me.
...would state what was there. And it's important, I feel, that that's in the minutes because we have to put those intergovernmental agreements in place.
Right.
Especially with what's just happened with Jasper County.
Mm-hmm.
And... Ron, I'd like to mention about that, too, because the value of those meetings that we have, I've said that several times about all the commissioners of our immediate area getting together and what problems they have, and there has been issues with insurance and things and some of those other transfers of prisoners. So I think that's very important that you put that in there. And that we follow through with it.
Just a clarification of the motion. It should be, if it didn't read, it should read October 6th and October 11th. I think I may have said October 10th when I looked at it, but it's the two dates that are posted, the 10th and the 6th and the 11th.
And also posted was September 29th, but we have determined that was a stakeholders meeting minutes, and
right.
They don't need to be within hours. Motion's been made and seconded. We approve previous commission minutes of October 6th and October 11th as amended and corrected. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. One question about the minutes that I just saw a note on, and that stated was regarding Olin Tate. Did you want additional?
There was a time frame on those appointments, and whenever someone replaces that person in their appointment, I would have liked that added to the date time expiring in their appointment. And I just was going to add to expire such and such a date.
What this says, but did you move to appoint Olin Tate to fill the unexpired park board term of Chip Mason? So technically we're correct,
covered.
But I believe you're right. We need to start adding that date, and we can insert that.
Maybe that's fair. Okay. You can take that person out. Here's the verbiage he added.
Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 326-300 through 326-380, warrants 5511, and the transfers as presented.
Is there a second?
I didn't review those transfers.
Oh, right here.
I don't know how that got underneath there. So you can go ahead if you've done that, Ron. You can go ahead and second it or whatever.
Pam, the transfers, if I'm not mistaken, regards the discussion that we had last week with the county auditor, and it is a transfer from
yes.
the lines that those employee salaries had been taken out of, and it looks like they're going to be moved to the line of contingency fund where they had been budgeted.
Right.
Actually, it was a new line, I believe, that was set up within the budget.
And I'll second the motion. I just hadn't I looked at the top cover and didn't go through them.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 326300 to 326375 and 326376 to 326380, warrant number 5511, and transfers as set forth by the county auditor. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. It asked for a signature. That's what I was looking at.
Sorry.
I think we'd had three there before, but.
That's a different document for transfers, that one.
There we go. Jim, is there also a signature required on up here?
There we go.
Discussion about minutes books and an offer that's come before the county commission regarding said books. Bob, would you like to join us also?
Good morning, Mr. Commissioner.
Good morning, Donna.
I am speaking with Mr. Dixon and Mr. Erickson. It appears that the underground serves as a sole source provider for Taney County, in that statutorily we have to have our books available for the public. Sending it to a vendor out of our county or even out of the state would be impractical. If we had a public service request, we would not be able to serve the citizens properly. So I do believe that we need to identify them as a sole source provider for scanning of these books.
And to be included with that, and I certainly shouldn't be speaking for Brenda Neal, but I couldn't get a hold of her. She was planning on doing about 130 court record books, in which she has the funding, I believe, for that, which is tied into the Shepherd of the Hills Historical Society budgeting and them wanting to index some of her records, and I'm sure that they would probably be willing to index, and I can't speak for them, but I think the Historical Society would be interested in doing some indexing on those, the commission meetings. And I would recommend that once we get this information, what happens is they take these bound books and they use a planetary camera. They put a glass down on top of the book so that it reduces what they call parallax. Then it's put on a CD. Each page is put onto a CD. The CD could be brought back to the county and put on the county DocuWare system, which would make it available to the Historical Society and everybody else. And it takes about 10 to 12 minutes to load one of the CDs. That's kind of in a nutshell, but since Mrs. Neal was wanting to do hers, I wanted you to be informed that Brenda Neal has also got that kind of schedule in her schedule.
Bob, the way this works, they take the book and they take pictures of it.
Right, each page, and it's put on a CD disk, and then it can be transported into the computer system.
Can they take pictures from the microfilm that exists for those old commission books?
Yes, they can, but that is a time-consuming process. I have the piece of equipment that can do that. Basically, it's a reader printer. A reader printer is where you put the microfilm in and you push a button and you get a piece of paper out. The piece of equipment I have, you push the button and it goes directly into the computer. You're not kicking out a lot of paper. The only thing about that is it's extremely time-consuming, and you have to pay someone to do it. I think Mrs. Neal's tried that, and because of the man hours involved, it's not as good as getting it put to CD. If you want to take from CD and place it on microfilm, you can send it to Springfield, and they can do that for a matter of like 2 or 3 cents an image. Those are the possibilities for that kind of information.
Okay. The 130 court record books through Brenda Neal's office, if I'm not mistaken, that's going to be part of the agreement that we have with White River Valley Historical Society for work that they're going to do in the indexing of those books in payment from the county for
right.
X amount of dollars. In part, that's not all they're going to do, but...
Right.
Okay.
That's a portion of it, and so there's a bigger picture than just the commission meetings. There's whatever the commission decides to do with the Historical Society, and besides the court records, the 130 books, and I'm saying 130 because I'm not sure just exactly how many books there is, and some of those books don't have very many pages. Some of them are complete.
Mm-hmm.
In my books, there's about 660 pages per book. That's a round number. She has court documents that can be scanned in, which we have the scanner capability of the court. But that's part of the agreement with the Historical Society, depending upon what the commission sees fit to do.
Okay. Donna, any comment?
As Mr. Dixon said, we had attempted to utilize his equipment, but with staffing cuts, there was no way that we could continue that. And when we're in a major election year, of course, we don't have time to do it either. So it's an every other year attempt, and we just weren't able to continue that process.
How many books do you have?
We only have 35 books. From 2003 forward, we have that all electronic so that the public can see that. It's easy to search, to do a word search, to look for anything that you want to look for. It would be nice if we gave that for the older books. Again, it's completely up to the commission what they'd like to do with those books.
And Bob, what I'm chatting with you about when we had our preliminary session just before this began, this offer is not time sensitive. So we could actually get into our budget and they're still going to honor what they have.
Right. They would not be able to take any books from my discussions with them till November.
Anyway.
And the underground is doing this. They're not making any profit. It's at cost. So.
It's. Questions, gentlemen? Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let me ask you, gentlemen, if this is a discussion that you wish to move forward on now or chat about during budget time.
On the commission meeting books?
Right, on any expense that's being offered to us right now, actually.
I mean, the offer is extended to next budget year, I'd rather just wait till we get into the budget cycle.
Let's move on to county board appointments. Good morning, Tammy.
Morning. One of our 911 board members had to resign because he left the county. He's now working for Southern Stone County as the fire chief, David Geiger. And so he had to move outside of Taney County. And so we asked at the end of August what you wanted to do about that. And you suggested that we put requests for a board member in the papers. I sent it to both of the papers in Taney County. And I'm not sure if it got in there, but I do know that we have three volunteers. Tom Todd with the Bradleyville Fire Department is interested. Josh Smith, and we're looking for an Eastern District position or representative. I'm unsure of where Josh Smith lives, so I don't know if he would be considered in that. The third person that was interested is Charles or Chuck Allgood with Central Taney County Fire. And those are the three gentlemen that are interested in filling that position. We do have meetings coming up, as you're aware, that you've been in meetings, many meetings with us lately. And so we do have that position to fill, and we hope to fill it as quickly as possible.
Which organization, if any, did Mr. Geiger represent or was he serving with? Was it Central?
He was with several different fire departments. He was with Forsyth Fire for a while, and then he moved into, when he left that fire department and went to Southern Stone County as a fireman and still living within Taney County, he represented just the eastern side of the county as a citizen. We have a western district, or western side, if you want to call it that, representative in Doug Baker. And so we have most of the representatives on the board are specific to emergency services, but we had one citizen from each side that didn't necessarily have to be an emergency personnel.
Is the makeup of the board, are there statutory parameters or guidelines, or is it at the will of the commission to appoint from wherever within the county?
Right now, it is at the will of whatever the county commission would like to go with. Until it would be a sales tax county, and then it's the commission appoints the first board, and then after that, it's elected board. But at this time, how we are set up and how we've been set up, it's a completely commission-appointed board.
I know we've had these discussions, and forgive me for appearing redundant, but in the statute wherein a sales tax possibly would be enacted, It is a requirement then that the board becomes elected. Is that what?
After the first appointed board,
okay.
After their
All right.
terms are up.
Mm-hmm. And these are the three individuals' names that have come forth. Mm-hmm. Thank you. We will consider those.
All right. I'll give the papers to Nikki.
Unless you gentlemen have some druthers now. Any other board, gentlemen, that we need to discuss that we may or may not have?
There's an opening. I'm still getting PNC for Big Creek. I've had several calls from different individuals down there. So far, haven't had anyone that has decided to serve, so I guess we'll have to put that off until a volunteer comes forward. The park board has been, their board positions have failed, and we still have one BOA that's has to be filled or reappointed, one of the two. I don't know what you guys did. I didn't receive any responses from the media request that we put out as far as them letting people know, so I don't know, you know, about those particular positions, whether anybody has called in or not.
Okay. When do you want to discuss the number one board appointments? Next week? Would you want Nikki to repost it just so we can give us a week to visit with these individuals and then come back on it?
Yeah, I'd like to visit with them.
Next Monday, if it would. We're scheduled for an executive session.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's our work session for that.
Do you want to make a motion?
I do. Motion going to executive pursuant 610.021.1, 2, 3, and 12.
Just about second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to go into executive session pursuant to section 610.021, subsections 1, 2, 3, and 12. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny, aye.
Jim, aye.
Ron, aye. Motion carries.
We're going to be in executive until 1 o'clock, it looks like. Is that right? No.
No, it says till 11.
Till 11 o'clock.
And then you go back in at 1:15.
Correct. Okay. To 11, then go back in at 1:15, looks like, for a legal update.